So I am here with
Eilish Nerian
and
Brian Quigley.
And you are Eilish?
I am an Irish composer. I'm from Cork. I write contemporary classical music and I work with sound installation, music for stage and theatre.
And you?
I'm a freelance double bass player, improviser and composer.
And we can actually hear your music, Eilish, in the background here. So tell me exactly what you're doing here for Culture Night in the Contemporary Music Centre.
Well, it's terrific to be here in the Contemporary Music Centre on Culture Night for 2010. The piece you're hearing in the background is called Dogs in Waiting, which I wrote in 1999, and is for solo double bass, which Brian Quigley is playing tonight throughout the evening at Contemporary Music Centre in Dublin. And the piece is based around quite a simple idea about dogs that I've observed outside shops and how they've reacted when their owners have gone inside. And each movement is named after a particular breed, and what I've done in music is try and communicate how the animals behave, the different breeds behave, when their owners go inside and strangers come along and try and, touch them up, for want of a better word. Dogs in waiting, yeah.
And Brian, is this your first time performing it?
Actually, this would be my third time performing it, unless you include all the performances tonight.
So I should say, actually, that this piece has been performed hourly from starting at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
That's right.
So there are it's now nearly 8 o'clock, so there are how many performances left?
I think we've 3 left, actually. So the last one is at 10.
Yeah, so... Yeah. So it's performed on the hour.
It's performed on the hour, yeah.
So how have you found learning the piece and obviously getting to work with Eilish and meeting her today? Cause
well, it was a thrill to meet Eilish today at last. I could finally discuss the piece in detail with her, particularly how she'd want the dog's characteristics brought across each breed of dog. Before that, I had had great fun learning it. I think it's a very clever piece. I think it's written very well for the double bass. It explores the entire compass of the instrument. It's very virtuosic, and it's a great spectacle in itself.
And that must be something that you worked with, because when you were composing the piece, was it sort of early 2000? Is that when it dates from?
I was composing it probably from mid-1998, 1999. I'm quite interested in writing for instruments that don't particularly get pushed to the front of the performance platform. And I love the double bass. I needed to learn quite a bit about it in order to write for it. But I've had heard one or two players play pieces and began to see the scope the instrument actually had. And for me, I thought it would be a fantastic solo instrument because it has a huge range. You can do an enormous amount with it as a string instrument, as a percussive instrument. The harmonic possibilities are immense. And for me also, it's very important how an instrument actually looks and how a human being looks while they're playing it. So I'm very theatrically minded, visual minded when it comes to writing music. How someone looks and the nature of the player, what they're putting into it, how they express themselves as they play is much a part of the piece for me as actually writing the notes down. That's crucial.
And Brian, you, with this piece, I should say, one of the... was it the premier, Eilish, that was given by Barry Guy? And you were telling me earlier that you studied with Barry Guy, both as a composition and bass. Can you tell me a bit about that experience and perhaps the influence that that Barry has had on your music and your playing?
Sure. I went to study with Barry in Switzerland in 2006, and while I was there, he was kind enough to demonstrate a lot of the techniques he uses when he's playing double bass live. He took out a whole reef of double bass virtuosic compositions and went through the different techniques with them, and he showed me how he actually executes these. So I took these home with me, and I've been able to use them ever since.
Okay, so if you're around Dublin for the rest of the evening, it being the 24th, up until 10 p.m., you'll have a chance to an opportunity to hear this piece played live. So, Eilish, Brian, thank you.